knowing the choices. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. President Biden says he's down to about four people in his list of nominees for the Supreme Court, telling NBC Nightly News,
"I'm looking for someone to replace Judge Breyer with the same kind of capacity Judge Breyer had, with an open mind, who understands the Constitution, interprets it in a way that is consistent with the mainstream interpretation of the Constitution."
This afternoon, the president met with members of the Senate Judiciary Committee to discuss his choices. Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar is not ruling out support from some Republicans.
In the end, the president will make a decision based on someone that he believes will be the wisest justice, and that also someone who actually understands the experience of everyday Americans.
Justice David Breyer will retire later this year. Two Democrats on the Senate Intelligence Committee say the CIA has a secret undisclosed data bank that includes information gathered on ordinary Americans. Senators Ron Wyden and Martin Heinrich claim the agency has long hidden details about the program from the public and from Congress. The CIA wouldn't comment on the program, but said it strictly follows privacy guidelines intended to protect Americans' data. Texas officials report a significant drop in abortions as a result of a new state law limiting the procedures.
Texas providers report almost 2,200 abortions performed last September. That compares to more than 5,400 done the month prior, a decline of about 60%. It shows the effect of the law, called by many the nation's most restrictive anti-abortion measure, banning the procedure once a fetal heartbeat is heard, about 6 weeks into pregnancy.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva will get an urgent hearing to decide whether she can compete in the Olympics after reportedly testing positive for a banned substance. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
Plan to give tens of thousands of sex abuse victims compensation is closer to completion.
The Boy Scouts of America has won backing for a landmark sex abuse compensation plan from a long-standing holdout, the official committee representing more than 82,000 individual claimants. The deal offers a pathway out of bankruptcy to the youth organization and roughly $2.7 billion for abuse victims. The group filed for bankruptcy in 2020 after being hit by a flood of sexual abuse lawsuits when several states passed laws letting accusers sue over allegations dating back several decades. A bankruptcy judge would need to sign off on the settlement. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Britain's Prince Charles is self-isolating after testing positive for COVID. The 73-year-old met dozens of people during a large reception at London's British Museum yesterday. Charles had COVID in March 2020, and his office says since then he has been vaccinated and boosted. He recently met with his mother, Queen Elizabeth, but the British press reports she is not displaying any symptoms. States get the green light to begin building a nationwide network of electric vehicle charging stations.
It's a proposed nationwide network of electric vehicle charging stations about every 50 miles along interstate highways. Part of the Biden administration's $5 billion plan over 5 years to push electric vehicles, in which states must submit plans to the federal government and can begin construction by this fall, focusing first on highway routes, then rural areas, enabling drivers to fully recharge their vehicles in about an hour. Electrics amount for less than 3% of U.S. vehicle sales, though the Biden administration has set a goal of 50% by 2030. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Instagram has a new security checkup, a feature which guides people how to secure their account, and there's also now a way for users to manage their content and delete old posts and interactions. I'm Lee Silasera, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.